Come to credit school. Come to credit school.
Is that our opening?
That's my opening.
Is that our theme song? Oh, dear.
Every Saturday morning, come to credit school. Yeah. Yeah. Hello. Welcome back to the Growing Some More podcast, y'all. I'm your host, Henry Willie, a.k.a. DJ Hen, Uncle Hen, and all that good stuff. And, yeah, wow. It is episode 4, I think, right?
I believe so.
Yeah, episode 4, and I got notes, because this time I'm prepared. last episode, I just want to thank everybody for watching the last episode that we filmed, and big ups to Pat and everybody in the 808. We had a blast out there. It was hot. Now we're back home, and we're doing this podcast to... Oh, I lost my other thing. We're doing this podcast for you guys, to people. So, talofa lava, aloha, malolele, yarana. Was it yarana?
Yorana.
I think bula. I looked it up. I lost my notes for the hello. Bula is like, bula, bula. I forgot already.
It's different.
It's Pacific Islander.
Welcome.
Yeah. There's
Kia ora.
Mm.
Kia ora says New Zealand, right?
Haremai. Kia ora.
Maori. Maori.
Yeah, kia ora.
It's kia ora. Right?
I didn't know.
Yarana is Fiji.
Tahitian.
Was Bula is Fiji, I think. Anyways, correct me, please, people. My grown ass listeners out there, correct me. Hit it up in the comments and all that good stuff. Oh, yeah, since we're swinging that way, welcome back. And if you're a new listener, welcome, please. Welcome. And if you want to hear more, start from episode 1 and move your way up, homie. And for all of our listeners that are back, thank you once again for all the people who have went to iTunes and rated and put a review, subscribed, even on YouTube. And for all our new listeners, please go to iTunes and give us a review and rate us and subscribe, and also do the same on YouTube. So once again, we're back here to my red and my lily wife here, Chala.
Hello.
And on the phone, y'all. Online, we have our other two hostesses of the podcast, which it was my dream to have these two hosts. What's the matter? What, you want garbage? Go throw it away, garbage. There goes Gopo again. Say hi, son.
Hi.
Oh, okay, he said hi. And we have our two hosts. We have our two hosts. All the way coming from Long Beach, California. What's up? LBC in the house. And we're filming this and recording this all the way in the Northwest Federal Way. That's near Seattle for people who ain't familiar. So we have... our host. We have our main man. He's back online again, y'all. Here he is, Paulo. Say what's up, Paulo.
Hey, Growing Some More podcast. What up, y'all?
Yes. That's him himself. He disappeared from teddy bear form, and now he's back online with his beautiful voice. And we also have our other host, who is the partner of Paulo. We're introducing a young, beautiful, smart, intelligent Samoan woman who is, her mindset is similar to ours, the people that want to grow, the people that want to grow their minds, their lives, their pockets, you know. And I talked to her and she's just so amazing. She has so much to say and she's so inspired. And the reason why I want her to be on this podcast, and I'm glad that she wanted to do this too, is to reach out to all the other women in her age group that they can relate to her on all the miraculous things and the amazing things that she's doing in her life, y'all. That's what this podcast is all about. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome, Miss. Wait, what you want to go by? you pick up a name, and then we're going to say it. Because, you know, that's what I do to all the hosts on here and guests. Just say it. What you want?
Just Leah.
Leah. Hi,
I'm Leah.
Woohoo! So, welcome, right, Leah.
Welcome.
Leah.
Welcome, Jess Leah. And if you have a picture, we're gonna bring a picture on her phone, and you guys are gonna see this couple. They're amazing. They're Samoan, Pacific Islanders, so you guys can relate to them in their age group, in their 20s. 20s? Lower, early 20s, mid-20s?
Mid-20s, almost in their mid, mid-20s. Right? Almost mid. Yeah. You guys are still early.
And, because I'm an old man, you know what I'm saying? I'm an old man. And, so, before I start this off, I want to ask Paulo, if you can tell us a little bit about yourself, or mainly, I'm going to ask you two of these questions. I'm going to ask both of you guys the same question. So, what I want to ask you, Paulo, is what is your first recollection? What's your first recollection of knowing about finances or money?
About finances, yeah.
Yeah, your first memory of you being on this journey and wanting to know more about your finances.
I think for me, my first recollection would be when I first got out of high school, graduated, and I worked at Walmart, and there that was just my start to becoming young and independent, you know, badass. And one of the first things that was recommended to me was to get my credit started. So my dad actually told me, hey, you know, we gotta get your credit started, and you know, you don't have enough money to get a car, so let's start small by getting you a little thing of jewelry. So I actually started by buying like $100 necklace from K Jewelers. And that's how I was able to start my credit.
Okay. I like that. And that's funny that you mentioned that, because
you have a big account at K Jewelers.
K Jewelers. No, I'm saying that's
Every kiss begins with K. You know that commercial, right?
Never heard of it.
Every kiss.
Never heard
of it. Every single kiss.
Right. You got that, Leah?
I know
got
that.
It.
I know the kisses from Hershey's chocolate kisses that I can afford at the Dollar Tree. But no, I'm saying
plenty of those.
I'm glad you mentioned that. It's funny because your first recollection of the jumping into the world of finances is your dad telling you about credit, and that's what this episode is about. What is credit? Now, I'm going to ask Leah the same thing. Leah, hey, Leah in the house. So, Leah, what's your first recollection? Am I saying it right, y'all? Recollection?
Recollection? Yep.
Say it three times. Yeah. Say it three times.
Time to start.
So go ahead, Leah. What's your first memory of jumping into finances or money that you can remember?
Oh man, I wish mine was as good as T's over here, but for me, unfortunately, it was after I got out of my first year of college and I racked up like a pretty decent amount of debt. I think that's when it got a little bit more serious for my part, just because like, how am I gonna how do I pay all this debt? Like, I know it's gonna affect my credit. Like, at that time, I was thinking, all right, if, you know, I finish school, get a decent career, you know, I'm gonna need good credit to be able to get my own apartment or, you know, whatever for now, or for like a car.
Yeah.
But I wish I could have done it before accumulating debt. Yeah, I wish I had that knowledge beforehand. It would have came in handy.
Yeah. You know, a lot of stories I hear are about the mistakes, the not knowings, and then that's what pushes everybody into the world of finances, financial education, because just like you, it's like you had to learn the hard way, right? That's what you're saying.
Yeah.
And like millions of people have done that. I've done it too.
Yeah, we have regrets for wishing that we knew.
The other episode, well, thanks once again for letting us know about that. The other episode I talked about when I went to ITT Tech, and I did the same thing, had student loans, but guess what? I quit. I dropped out, and you know, I just couldn't, you know, life stuff, right? But I had to learn years after that how much that affected me with having student loans. So I was a victim also of student loan debt, and it took me years and years and years to get out of it and educate myself and all that too. But thanks for letting us know about that. We're going to go ahead and dive into... Did you guys want to say something about that? No?
Uncle, one more time?
Did you want to talk about... sorry, I'm over here burping and shit.
Excuse me.
We just ate. We had a nice meal. Oh, man, that was the bomb. You know, but anyways. Did you want to touch up more on the student loan debt that threw you into this world of finances?
Or even want to expound a little bit more on, like, how your first experience of learning about, you know.
Let me just ask this question to both of you guys, and you can answer it one after the other. Then, after that happened to you guys, were you guys happy that you were thrown into this world? Or were you guys like mad that you guys had to learn about it? I don't know if that made any sense.
That didn't make any sense.
No, didn't make sense. Well, let me rephrase that. I'm happy you guys had to learn the hard way, because that's the only way to learn. Failures, right? You got to fail.
Yeah, you got to fail before you succeed, in order to succeed.
I think that's what I'm trying to say. It's like, because if you were to just keep going on, get babied, like if your dad would have said, "No, homie, I got you, man. I'll just buy the ring. I'll buy the chain for you. Don't worry about learning about credit. Boom, boom, boom." You would have never known, and you probably would have still been going on and lost in the world of finances. And for you too, Leah, if it didn't happen to you, and let's just say like somebody came out and said, "Oh, don't worry about it. I'll pay for all your college, your student loan debts and all that." And you would have been like, "Oh, okay, cool."
Well, what would have been nice is, it's definitely not a Samoan, in our Samoan household, is that credit's not taught.
Yeah.
If our parents were taught about finances and credit education and taught their children, it actually would have saved us from having to go through that.
And that's
if
what
we were smart enough to learn it, you know?
And that's what we're here to talk about. And mm-hmm. I'm glad that we're all here, because we got four different point of views. The more the minds, the more the merrier, the wider the scope is, so we can dig into it. So let's dig into it. Are you guys ready?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So the topic of today is, what is credit? What is credit? The question that a lot of Polynesians, Samoans, and pretty much everybody, they always ask, if you're a youngin, what is credit? So, can you guys, like, let's just say if I was a little kid and I came up to you guys and I asked you guys, "Hey, what's credit?" Well, how would you guys explain it to a kid?
I think what most people are, I think what most people have a common definition of credit is an agreement to purchase a good or a service while going to pay for it later. You know, so basically like an express promise. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but
so telling a kid like you can buy later. Now, buy now, pay later, or yeah, yeah. get you know yeah. get it now and pay it later.
Buy it later, yeah. Hurry up and buy.
That's what, exactly. And I think that's what most people are more common and commonly known with credit.
Yeah. Hurry up and buy. Hurry up. No, you're right. It's a form of credit. It's like a form of it's like a loan.
It's like a loan, yeah. I would think, yeah.
Yeah. It's like well, so what are you guys' first, is that your first experience with credit, Molo? Is the K Jewelers thing?
Oh yeah, that was definitely my first ever experience. Uh-huh. And when I first applied, you know, when credit starts, you know, you don't have any credit. So mm-hmm. anybody's willing to sign you up because you're fresh meat, you know, you're untouched territory. So mm-hmm. it's like gold mine that hasn't been hit yet, and they want to give you credit as soon as possible. So mm-hmm. lucky for me, I just bought that one thing mm-hmm. and I paid it off in 4 months. It was $100, so I paid off $100 in 4 months. And I never bought anything ever again.
There you go.
I probably used my money for other things, but I just wasn't the person that was like, oh, I think I want more chains. I think I want more braces, you know.
Yeah.
So
like that was, he's gonna pay his stuff on time.
I was just like, you know, I know, right? So for me, I just wanted to get my credit started mm-hmm. and get there. But yeah, no, that was me. I know other people's experiences are different. I've never had student loan debt.
Mm-hmm. So you and me both. I feel you.
So.
I think we're related.
Yeah. I know, right?
So, Leah, how about you? What's your experience with credit?
My experience has been very challenging.
Okay, we're going to stop right there because I'm about to cry already. I think.
No, it's not going to be
emotional. Not too much.
I was just joking.
No, I think for me, it's very disappointing just because before I could even build my credit, I already like had over like,
you were already in debt.
$1,000 of debt.
Oh,
was that from the?
Was that from the college school? Student loans?
Yeah, and okay. It didn't help that I went to university and didn't start off at like community college, so
it was
that
more,
really
yeah.
Yeah.
Financial education, yeah. You know, that's what it was. The first few three episodes, that's all we kept banging on is, once if you're not financially educated and you go into college, whatever college it may be, after high school, if you don't know what you're getting into, if you don't know how to handle it financially, yeah, that's what happens. And I've been a victim, you too, and thousands, millions of others have been and still are being. But there's hope, people. Right, Leah?
Yeah.
There's hope, right?
Yeah.
And that's why we're on this podcast, to spread that hope and to let people know, like, hey, man, I'm good. I had student loans. I was stressing. It was horrible. But I'm older now, right? If I would have learned,
right.
Yeah, if I would have learned about financial education maybe 10 years ago before, and I could keep saying that over and over again, but it would be better earlier. But I'm doing good now. You know, you, for those of you guys who are struggling, and going through it, have student loan debt and all that. That's what we're here for, to talk to you guys and answer questions for you guys so we can help you guys get out of debt. You know? Mm-hmm. Right, Leela?
Yep, Uncle, you got that right.
So, by the way, she's my niece.
Yeah, everybody.
That's why I go by Uncle Hen, because I got a lot of nieces and nephews. But talking to my niece, I talked to all my nephews and nieces, and it's my responsibility as a Samoan male and an older generator to try and teach these things to the younger. When we say generator, that's a funny saying by the Laughing Samoans. It means generation. All you non-Polynesian people that are like, what is she saying, generator for? So that's why I'm here doing this podcast. For people like my beautiful, smart, intelligent niece. Right, Leo? Yeah. And for everybody else, sorry. All right, so look, I wrote down what I had to write down because this is something that I really love to talk about. Credit. So if somebody were to come and ask me and talk to me and ask me what is credit, this is what I would say. This is what I explain to them. And I wrote all this stuff down. I'm going to try to read it here. See? Credit is a real-life money game. Real-life money game that we are all playing, whether we want to or not. If you have a social security number, listen up, people. If you have a social security number and you live in the U.S. or U.S. territory, you are playing this game, whether you like it or not. And I call the game Your Money or Not. That's how I would explain it. It's a money game. And it's either your money or not. And then what I would tell them is, why is it important, if they ask? And I'll tell them why it's important. And they got to understand that this money game has everything to do with your life. It can affect your housing, the roof over your head, your home loans. It could affect you renting out an apartment, being able to get an apartment or not, denied, meaning you can't even get a roof over your head for yourself or your family.
Vehicles.
Yeah. This money game has a lot to do with how much they're going to charge you for your interest rate on your vehicles, car payments, when we talk about vehicles. And not only that, auto insurance. The credit game, if you don't know nothing about what is credit, it can affect how much you're paying for your insurance, your auto insurance.
Yeah, your premiums are probably higher if your credit's not good.
It can affect people in the military if you don't know nothing about credit. People who need, like, security clearance, they're denied if they have bad credit because the military does that kind of stuff. Actually, yeah, they do. I tried to join the Air Force. Oh, well, I applied to join the Air Force back in my younger days. And I believe I was over 21. And the Air Force recruiter told me that they needed a credit report. So, yeah, you know, if you want to get into the military, some branches require a credit report. I don't know too much about that, but that's all I know of my experience. Let's see, if you have a government job, if you don't know nothing about your credit, it could affect your raise, your pay rates. And, you know, all these things have to do with your money or not. That's why it's important to know about credit. This money game, to me, it's a money game that you're all playing. And we're going to talk about this game and how you can be winners and not losers. We're going to talk about that. How you guys like that? That was a good intro? You guys like that? Is it? Hello? Hello? Did we lose them?
Paula?
Yes?
Yeah.
Oh.
They're there.
You guys sleeping?
I don't know. I don't know.
What happened?
She's mono.
Oh, yeah. So, credit. So, what is it? Now, this is what we talked about earlier, me and Tala. And I asked her, and I'm going to ask you guys this question. What's the first thing that, let's just say, somebody that does nothing about it, doesn't know anything about credit, and comes up to you, and if you told them what do you know about credit? What's the first thing that you think they would say?
Credit cards.
Yeah.
When you ask somebody what do you know about credit, they're gonna automatically say, well, is that like a credit card?
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, credit card is the one of the biggest things that people get familiar with, right? I mean, what was that, your guys' experience with Credit First, with a credit card?
Yeah, when people ask about, like, they're saying, like, do you know anything about credit? And I'm like, you mean like a credit card?
Yeah.
Because that's the only thing I know of credit.
That's your first thought about that pops into mind.
Credit cards.
Right? Like your kids, like a debit card?
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, it's like credit cards. So, but there's a difference. I call it the big three. This is what I call the big three. There's the credit cards, because that's like the first thing people, like when you're a child, they don't teach you nothing in school. Nobody teaches you anything about credit. Like Paulo, you said your dad had to teach you a little bit about it. The same with myself and Leah and Tala. We all had to learn on our own. So when we ask about what's credit, you know, all we learn is, a credit card, you know, something like that. You know, so credit card is like the first thing that pops in your head. Number two, as you get older, you hear about a credit report, right? Mm-hmm. You hear about a credit report, right?
Yeah.
And then right after that, then you hear about credit score, right? And those are like what I call the big three. So you have credit cards, credit report, and credit score. And for all you viewers and listeners, if you want to jot this down, jot it down. You know, this is just my information of what I've learned in my tender years, my tender age, and how I could, you
don't
know,
let my husband fool you. He joined the 40 club.
Yeah, 40 club. So that's the big three. Everything else pretty much falls under that. What I mean by everything else is credit debt, credit bureaus, pretty much everything else, you know, that you learn about what's credit and stuff like that. But the big three is mainly the credit cards, credit report, and credit score. So let's talk about that order, because we were talking about what's the first thing you hear about if you know nothing about credit is credit cards, right? So I think that's like the... It's like the worst thing you could ever hear about and learn about first in this credit, in this money game. It's your money or not game, right? Because if you don't know anything about credit and the first thing you learn about is getting a credit card, then you're just gonna fall and become a loser in this game. Have you guys got like credit cards or any kind of applications like out of the blues? Or just show up in the mail for
Paulo,
you guys.
Lily?
Oh, yeah.
Capital One.
Mm-hmm.
All the time, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of people that once they see it, and I hear all these stories all the time on many podcasts, they're just like, yo, I was in college, I got this credit card, and I just went out, bought everything.
Yeah.
And I didn't ever pay it back for like 5 years. Yeah. And that you know what causes people to lose in this game, in this money game. Credit cards are like the first thing you learn about, which is horrible. It's horrible that they don't teach this stuff in schools. It's sad. My order is this. This is the correct order that everybody and a mama should learn about. The big three. And damn, I think that gun is loud.
I ain't got it.
Hey, turn your video game down. Who's that?
And you know how you were talking about the big three, Henry?
Yeah.
I think that one other thing to add on top of the big three, that's kind of like a hidden danger, and you end up treading in that territory when you dive into the big three is co-signing.
Co-signing.
So like you know, like a fourth installment in there would be just co-signing for family, relatives, friends, and it seems innocent in the beginning. You know, you help somebody get more than likely it's parents with children when they want to lease a car. You know, typical Balangis or in society with the mid class. You know, that would be the case where a father or a mother would buy their 16, 17-year-old child a vehicle and co-sign for that because they want them to pay for it as well. That's something that's kind of uncommon, but not too uncommon for Polynesians, but more common with...
It ain't common with Polys because we'd be like, hell no, I ain't...
Go buy your own car.
Hell no, you ain't ruining my credit.
Hey, come pick me up.
Polys don't even know what credit is. I'm like, hell no, yeah, I ain't, You know, they just we're just stingy like that. We're like, But I hear exactly what you're talking about. And I'm glad you said that. That, I would put that under the credit report. Like I said, everything falls under the big three. That is a big, major hit that people need to learn about, too. And I'm so glad that you mentioned that because I didn't have it down here. But I would categorize that under the credit report because when you co-sign, it'll fall under the credit report. And that will all just trickle down to, you know, what we're going to get to. So the order that I said was the correct order is number one. Credit report, number two, credit score, then number three, credit cards. You say that, sis nizzles for last dizzles. You know what I'm saying? Credit report. Yep. Credit report is what I considered the first thing you should learn about people if you want to learn about credit. Understand what a credit report is, and. To me, a credit report, I'm gonna try to explain this to, everything I do is try to explain it as simple as I can. The big one, number one, credit report. A credit report is like a blank piece of paper that everybody starts off with when you're born. You get Social Security number, you're U.S. citizen. You have a blank piece of paper. As you get older, as you grow, stuff gets added to this blank piece of paper, which is called your credit report. Little things like home addresses, jobs you worked at, and stuff, gold necklaces you bought at K Jewelers. See what I'm talking about? You see what I'm talking about? That's those kind of things. They get jotted down on what's called your credit report. This blank piece of paper. Who puts those things on those blank pieces? Your blank pieces of paper. Well, let's see here. Okay, so the credit bureaus. Okay. Now this is something that everybody needs to learn and understand, and I'm gonna test. Paulo, and I'm going to test Leah right now to see if they can get it right, okay? I'm going to test Leah first. So, Leah, this question is for you, okay? No lifelines, all right?
Okay.
So, credit bureaus, there's three major credit bureaus in the credit card game, people. There's three of them. And those three have a name. Leah, can you tell us those three names?
No, Uncle had this conversation the last time I was in Washington. I have the wrong journal that I read. I promise I'm not panicking right now.
Well, then you gotta have Paulo extend the.
Equifax is one.
Oh, there you go. Okay, we'll give it to Paulo. Okay, that's one. There's two more.
Experian.
Okay.
Experian.
Equifax, Experian, and
Trans something, or maybe.
I think she said it.
FreeCreditReport.com?
No, I think she said it. TransUnion.
TransUnion.
FreeCreditReport.com, I believe.
So, no, it was a TransUnion.
TransUnion.
Okay. So, listen up, listeners.
So, T-E-E, T.
Yes. There is an acronym that I made up for everybody to learn the credit, the three major credit bureaus. And you need to learn this, people. It needs to be embedded in your brain. This is stuff that they should teach you in kindergarten. But they don't. But I'm teaching it to you here on Grown Samoan. The acronym could be either T-E-E, like a golf tee. That's an easy way to remember. So TransUnion is the T. The E is Equifax. E-Q-U-I-F-A-X. And then the other E is Experian. Or you could reverse it to E-E-T, like eat. Like it's going to eat your money if you don't. It's going to eat your pockets dry if you don't know these three credit bureaus. The three credit bureaus is something that every single dang American in the dang American U.S. survey should know. It's sad. I had to learn the hard way you did. You guys failed miserably trying to answer the the question.
I apologize.
No.
I'm still learning.
No, I love it because this is real. That's real.
It took us a while to learn it, too.
Actually, I did. I didn't know either. And until
I
came up. Yeah. So, people, the three credit bureaus are the three, either T or E, whichever way you want. Those are the companies that put all the information on your blank piece of paper, which is called a credit report. Okay, good. I'm glad we talked about that. Okay. The credit bureaus, or T, or E-E-T.
Eat.
You like eat? You guys like eat?
I like eat.
Okay, yeah, mm-hmm. We'll go with eat then. Because they're going to eat your money if you don't play this credit game right. I like that too.
Hashtag.
Mm-hmm. Hashtag E-E-T. So EET, the credit bureaus, Experian, Equifax, TransUnion, are the players in this game. They're just players, all right? Major players. So as you grow, so does your credit report. Then it becomes a report card. Check this out, you guys. Then it becomes a report card for lenders. Now, when I say lenders, a lot of people don't understand the word lenders. You know, lenders are pretty much people that lend you money. Banks, any kind of corporation that gives out loans. Those are lenders. If you want a car loan, a home loan, if they say, hey, K Jewelers, they're lenders too. You know, if you bought the gold chain and you had to make payments, you loan money from them. You're making payments, so they're a lender. So your credit report then becomes a report card. Everybody's familiar with the word report card, so it's more easier for me to say that. It's like a report card to lenders. All right, so just like school, you know, it could be a bad report card or it could be a good report card, which leads to why it's important, which we were talking about. If you have a bad report card, guess what? You ain't gonna get a home, you ain't gonna get an apartment, you can't get a job. If you're in the military, it's gonna suck for you. If you're in the government, you can't get a raise, your car loan's gonna be high, your auto insurance is gonna be high, all these things. If you have this bad report card, which is called your credit report. But if you have a good report card, just like in school, you have all these A's, mommy and daddy's gonna love you. You know, mommy home mommy, auto mommy, and apartment mommy, job mommy, military mommy and daddy, all, you know, they're all gonna love you, and they're gonna say, hey, we love you, you don't have to pay as much, you save some money, and then you're winning, people. You guys are winning. So credit report, that's the big one, number one. That's pretty much how I can explain it to you guys, the listeners. And I'm just glad I have Paolo and Leah here.
Yeah, guys, if you want to add on to it,
Yeah.
Please do.
Well, he did. He likes the EET one.
They do. We made an acronym.
There you go. So we made it.
We made a new hashtag. Hashtag eat. Eat your pockets.
Hashtag eat. Paulo made it official. We're going to go with eat. EETs, y'all. So,
yeah.
So there you go. Thanks to Paulo. He's made it official only here on Growing Samoan. EET stands for Experian, Equifax, and Taipu. I mean, TransUnion. Because if you don't know about them and you start losing money, then you're about to Taipu. You know what I'm saying?
What's going on in the news right now, too, with Equifax, with a lot of people.
Yeah, the breach. The data breach, yeah. Yeah, we were just...
Yeah, I was. Yeah.
We checked. Yeah, we were part of the.
So for our listeners, in the news right now, people are getting money back if they were a part of the. What year was that? 2017.
Yeah, September.
Equifax breach. So one of the E's, which we were talking about, had got hacked. They got hacked by hackers. And so and got all the information on your credit report, on your blank piece of paper, all that information. Hackers got into that, and Equifax, the big major credit bureau, let it happen. And so they pretty much are trying to pay people back for their mistakes, because everybody's listening to this, your report card got hacked. If you have a credit report in 2017, it got hacked. They got all your information. Yeah, they got all the information, and I dug into this. Check it out. They got all the information, and they told the credit bureau that if you want us to give all the information back, you have to pay us like millions and millions of dollars in Bitcoin, cryptocurrency. Yeah, that's crazy, which we'll talk about next time, because people are like, the hell is Bitcoin? But trust me, believe me, people, it happened, and that's in the news today, right now. So be aware, hackers are everywhere. But if you know what you're doing, you can get some money back. Like, we're about to get some money back, hopefully. So, but that's pretty much what happened. They breached the big E, Equifax, and got all the information. Sucks. It sucks, but that's what happened, y'all. That's what happened. That's in the news today. Going on to number two. Our big number two is credit score. Credit score. That's number two. When we talked about credit report, right after that comes your credit score. A lot of people ask, well, you know, or they hear about your credit score, you know. And I'm going to, once again, try to explain. Credit score. Here we go. What do you guys, what's your definition on credit score? On what a credit score is. Go ahead, Paulo.
I believe it's credit worthiness of an individual.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, it's a trust number or a range of how much you're trusted to pay something back. And you know, like you were saying, we all start off at a blank page, and then once we start something financially, whether it's a service or something that we consume, that's when that number starts to become created.
Yes.
So, it could positively or negatively affect us depending on our habits. That's as far as like a simple definition for me.
Yeah.
At least. What about you guys? What's your guys' definition?
Yeah, that's pretty much, you know, what it is. It's pretty much a number, which, excuse me, it's a number. For me, it's the easy way. For lenders, we talked about lenders. It's the easy way for lenders or people to read your report, and just like how you were talking about your worthiness, pretty much to see if you can pay back the lenders, right? So it's kind of like having A's, B's, and C's on your credit report, or D's and F's. But instead of letters, your credit score is numbers. And these numbers are, they're weird. I don't know why there's these numbers, but they range from 300 to 850. That is pretty much how they grade a credit score rating.
So what my husband is saying, that
girl, you know what I'm saying,
the A's, B's, D's, C, D, whatever, he meant those are what you would get on your report card from school. Your credit report's like a report card too, except instead of letters, you're getting that 350 to 8. Is it 300 to 850?
And I broke it down kind of, and it's right here. So like 300 to 850, no, we don't know why, but that's just what it is, the credit score numbers. 800 and above is like getting an A+. I think they call it A1 credit or something like that. But let's just say it's like an A+. Your credit report, oh man, he's got an 800 plus, you know, or 800 and above credit score. Man, he's an A student. You know, you're winning. Well, that means you're winning. You're a winner. You're saving money. You're getting into all the good clubs. You know, you're like the number one student like around campus. You're winning. If you're getting like a A, that's like 740 to like 799. So that's under the A+. It's just an A. But that's also good. That's also good. And then you have A+ is superb. A is excellent. That's the 740 to 799. And then you have the 670 to 739, which is like a B. You get a B grade, which is good. That's good. And then it goes lower than that. The 580 to 669 is like a C average. You know, then that's like where the majority of a lot of people are. They're in the B's and C's. And then 580 or less, yeah, you flunking. You have what is called a poor credit. You know, like us.
And you know the crazy thing about the credit score is that it's so easy to drop down, but it's so hard to get back up.
Yep. Ah. That's very true.
Yep.
You pay off a car as an installment loan, and instead of your credit score going up because you've paid it off and it's closed, nope, it drops.
Yeah, it drops.
Right.
Yep.
You know, that's why this credit, this money game that we're playing, y'all, if you don't know about this game, man, it's going to drop quick.
Yeah.
Real quick. And once it drops, it's going to be so hard to climb back up, you know.
Yes,
it's hard. So every credit bureau, which we talked about, EAT, hashtag EET. Every credit bureau, they have their own credit score. So all the three bureaus, they all have their own credit score. All right, okay, y'all. And those credit scores that they get, that we just talked about, the 300 to 850. They are summed up by another player in this game that we're playing. And this player is called Mr. FICO. I don't know, you guys heard about the FICO score, FICO?
We're very well familiar with Mr. FICO.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm a good friend of Mr. FICO right now.
not Mr. FICO-Cala.
Well, FICO does FICO-Cala when the lenders are pulling in it. It's not good.
No, FICO don't FICO-Cala. People FICO-Cala once they hear about your Mr. FICO score. But so FICO. And I'm gonna put this link at the bottom of the show notes. But the credit score, if you go to myfico.com, they'll give you all the information you need for free. people, Grown Samoan listeners, myfico.com, my FICO score. So, Mr. FICO, they all give the three credit bureaus get their own credit score. Now, if a lender wants to get your credit score, and all three of them have different credit scores, they go for the middle. So if you have like a...
the average.
Yeah, the middle score. So if you have like a 600, a 650, and a 680, they're going to say your credit score is 650. Whatever's in the middle, that's what they go with. So that's just another tip for people out there. So I have that. I said that. Okay, good. And there's a FICO breakdown. I'm not going to get into all that. There's five things. I'm going to just say it. Paying on time, utilization, how long you had credit, the mix of your kind of credit, and inquiries. All that stuff, you guys educate yourself on it by going to myfico.com. Once again, the link will be at the bottom of the show notes. You got to educate yourself about it, people. It's a major role in the credit card game. It was those five things I just told you guys about. We're talking about paying on time is 35% of your score. Utilization is 30%. Length is 15. Mix is 10. Inquiries 10. And if you know how to read and use your phone and go on the internet, myfico.com. Please do that, people. Please do that. Start taking some time out to learn about credit scores. And last but not least is the last one, big three, is credit cards. And I'm going to just give a quick definition on my definition of credit cards, and then you guys can chime in on that. Credit cards, in my book, will make you or break you. It'll make you or break you, boy. It'll make you or break you. So in this game, it can make you like go back three spaces. It can make you slide down a chute, like chutes and ladders. Yeah, you like that? Or it can make you pass go and collect 200. You know, those are all like board game analogies and stuff. I like board games. So this is the part of your money or not that, oh my gosh, that millions of people are losing to in this credit card game. Now, I took this stat, y'all, and checked this stat out. It is insane. As of February 21st, 2019, consumer debt hit $4 trillion. That's trillion. $4 trillion, y'all.
Credit card debt?
Consumer debt. Yeah, that's pretty much credit card debt. Consumer debt. And that's from CNBC.kizam. So yeah, man, this credit cards, people, the way they throw it out at you first, and you know, that's the credit card game. They want you to lose so they can win. Because once you're in debt, well, who do you think is collecting all that money? These companies are. So learn how to play this game, this money game called credit, and you know, take notes from this episode, and be a winner. Don't be a loser. And if you're a loser, it's okay. I'm a loser too, but you can still play the game and you know, yeah, you can still play the game and you still have a chance to be a winner. What? You know, that's the beautiful thing about this game, you know. This is one. Go ahead.
Most people, they don't get educated on how to use it. Like when you apply for a credit card,
yeah,
you know, you get the credit card in the mail, you take it off the sticky thing,
and then you go spend. Mm-hmm. I got $500 credit limit. Okay. Mm-hmm. Shopping.
I got pre-qualified.
Uh-huh.
My limit is $1,000.
Mm-hmm.
And then people don't really get educated on how to use it.
Yeah.
But I think like at least half of those problems would be fixed if people were trained on how to properly use,
yes,
a credit card.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, a lot of the other stuff is stuff we can't control, but most of the stuff that we can control is like our spending habits and how to use it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, part of like personal growth where you need to discipline yourself, you need to practice consistency, because the minute you slip up on you know, paying something late, you know, that interest, it racked up. And then, you know, credit score, just, there you go. Bye.
Yeah.
Down.
See ya.
Yeah, it's true.
You're losing.
Yeah.
Like Chutes and Ladders, you just slid down the big slide. You know the big, big slide?
Right, you went to jail in Monopoly.
Like when you're all the way up there, and you just, oh, I'm about to win. Then all of a sudden, and you go all the way back to the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
That sucks.
Yeah.
And there's been a lot of us who
slid down. We've been down that road. We've.
That sucks. I hated that game when I had to slide down the big slide. I was like, damn.
Yeah, but you are right.
Yeah.
About if schools had taught this or had like a financial education 101 as an elective, if not a, you know, what do you call it? Not a primary course, but mm-hmm. if it had it at least as an elective, it would teach and taught them about the credit cards and how to utilize them and how to budget. And
yeah, but like I said, who's running the schools? The government. And who's in coherence with, was it coherence? Oh, who's in cahoots with these credit card companies? The government. So listen up, y'all. You got to learn this credit card game because they beating us. Mm-hmm. They are winning. And once you learn about this game and know the rules, hey, we can flip the tables and you can start winning. But what you two said is exactly right. Yeah. And it's funny, I had it in my show notes right here. Understand and educate yourself first before getting credit cards. That's exactly what you guys are talking about. You hit it right on.
Yeah, don't be like me, because I was the fool, Bolo, that got a credit. I'm like, yay!
You know, it's okay, though.
And went shopping.
It's okay, though. You know, because a wise man says, stop talk. Oh, no, a foolish man says, stop get credit cards. But a wise man says, your mouth is so beautiful when you don't get credit cards. That was from episode 3. I know, I'm just going overboard. But, so, check this out, y'all. So, the dictionary definition of a credit card is this: a small plastic card issued by a bank, etc., blah, 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 allowing the holder to purchase goods of services on credit. What the hell? That's in the dictionary. That's all they say. That's it. That's it. That's all that's what credit cards are.
Hmm.
They're setting you up to lose, people. You know, it's way more than that. Way more than that. And it's what we just talked about, you know. But that's what the dictionary is saying, you know. So here's my definition. These are the pros, okay. These are the pros of credit cards, and these are all our experiences. And there are pros. If you're playing this money game the right way, you're winning. This is how you can be winning with the credit cards. The pros are loans that can build your credit and increase your credit score. So if you have credit cards, people, if you're doing it the right way, it could build your credit. Build your credit score, and then you'll be winning. You'll have a good A report card, A+ report card, and all that good stuff. Then you're saving money. Loans that can offer cash back, money back, or free travel, airfare. So if you have credit cards that offer cash back, you're pretty much buying stuff you normally buy, and they're giving you free money back because they're trying to...
Yeah, you're getting rewards.
You're getting rewards, but it's free money. Right. They're trying to trick you. They're trying to play you. So they're hoping you'll fail. But once you know about this money game, you're like, nah, fool, I'm winning. I'm taking your money. So yeah, that's the pros. You got to learn this money game, y'all. Another pro is it allows you to rent cars, hotel rooms, if you have credit cards. You know, you can pop out your credit card, you know, and they just, you know, it's cool. You can go to anywhere and you don't have to worry about, oh man, I got, you know, my bank account, my savings is in my checkings, and my checkings is in my savings. But that's all.
Yeah, this year we can rent a vehicle. Yay.
Yeah.
Ooh, right.
Yeah, there you go.
See?
See? And I remember, like, when we had, like, Mafukangas and stuff, like the, our church back in the day, they all went to this Palangi guy that was a friend of somebody, and they had to use his credit card just to rent like three vans, minivans. Like nobody in the whole church had a credit card.
So Mafgangas like, is kind of like a church
convention.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Balangi is white. Yeah. A white.
Well, there's grown some more in podcast.
Yeah, but we don't have only Paulies that listen.
Then if you don't educate yourself on that. But anyways, the whole church, nobody had a credit card. They had to get it from the Balangi dude. That's crazy.
Yeah.
But yeah, that you're winning if you got a credit card and you're doing it the right way. You know, pull up to Enterprise and be like, yo, here's my card, man. Let me get that, you know, the economy car. Because we frugal fabulous on this podcast, you know. I don't want the Escalade, homie. I want the little economy car right there. I'm trying to see some gas. So, yeah, you're winning. You know, it could help you build your credit. You know, it could help your children build their credit. Credit cards. You can authorize your children under your name on your credit card, and that builds their credit. A lot of people do it the wrong way, the stupid way, and ruins their children's credit. You fools. You ever heard that saying? You fool. Yeah, you're losing. And not only are you losing, you're making your children lose. That's not what this podcast is about. We're trying to be winners for the whole entire family. But if the pro is, if you know about it, you're winning, and you can have your children win before they even know about the game. Yeah. But then you gotta educate them.
If you have a good good payment history on your credit card, you're doing well, keeping up with your payments, being on time, and you know, using it wisely.
Yeah.
Then, of course, it's a good impact on you. So that way, you can add your child or your children as authorized users.
They get
your credit history.
They piggyback.
Mm-hmm.
They piggyback off of everything you've done. Now, that's awesome for people who know about financial education. People who don't you dare. I'll reach through this webcam and smack you right in your face if you do that to your child. It's not like the worst thing you can do. But, yeah, those are my pros. And let's move on to the cons. And the cons, we all know the cons. If you don't pay back on time, you know, you're hit with fees, right?
Mm-hmm.
Big time fees. Right. And you're losing money. You're losing in this game. Right?
Pay back on time and spend less than you make.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. Pay back on time and spend less than you make. If you don't pay back on time, oh, they're going to hit you up with these ridiculous fees. They're going to jack up your interest rate. And you're going to be like just digging yourself a hole.
Yeah, your credit report's not going to look so great either. Yeah. And credit and late payments stay on your credit report for up to 70 years, I believe it is.
Yeah.
So,
and you're just losing money. You're losing. Yeah. Those are the cons of credit cards. Interest to pay back is a lot. It gets high, and you're just losing more money. That's another con. It's a bad mark on your credit report. It's a bad mark, y'all. Bad. Bad. Nazi people. And once you have a bad mark on your credit report, and the lenders see it, well, you're losing money because they don't trust you. You know, it's the credit game. And, you know, and what it does it do again? The cons, if you're losing in the credit card game, it lowers your credit score and you're losing money. Just like we talked about, home, apartments, car loans, all of that stuff. Credit cards can ruin all that for you because it'll lower your credit score. So you end up in debt. And you have to climb your way back out. It takes years, sometimes longer. It hurts yourself. It hurts your time. And most of all, it hurts your family. It does, big time. Everybody has, you know, had something happen to them in that you know, that area. And you become part of the $4 trillion deficit problem. $4 trillion. What is credit, son?
Credits?
Yeah, what's credit?
It's like money.
Oh, man. You is the man, y'all. How old are you?
Seven.
Seven, but he says like money. Well, the reason why I said that's good, because you didn't say credit cards.
You should have asked
him. Train him young, y'all.
You should have asked him.
Train him young.
Come here, son.
Train them young people. The younger you start them off, the more better, you know, the report card will be. The credit report card will be.
Son.
So.
Jacob.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Would you rather have liabilities or assets?
Assets.
Why would you want assets?
Hey.
What's a liability, son?
You lose money.
Well, what's an asset?
Ooh.
You get more money.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen.
Samoa
kid.
Oh my
God. We teach them young.
I'm so proud of you.
There we go. Yay. Couple. Start them off young. You know, that's how we started on assets is when you're making money. Liabilities, you're losing money. You know, how many 7-year olds know that? You know, especially Polynesian ones. You know, start them off young.
And I'm sorry to interrupt, but you know, the beautiful thing is that, like, you and Auntie are able to share that with Kopo and the rest of the boys at a young age, you know. Although it's something that, you know, we weren't able to receive when we were that age, like, at least now share the, you know, the knowledge and information that we have regarding it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course. And then when little Princess Leah pops out, it's the same thing's gonna happen. Lealo. Is that
you mean Princess Pauline?
Princess
or
Leia.
Paula.
Paulina.
Pauline.
I love y'all. So yeah, you know. Thank you. You know, I love my dad, your grandpa, rest in peace, and grandma, rest in peace. But they weren't able to teach us me and my siblings that. But learning about it, hey people, it's never too late. Mm-hmm. Never too late. You know, always look forward to the future and moving forward. I got to teach my children. So not only did I get to teach my children.
I mean,
Leah,
we're still teaching them too, you know.
Not only did we get to teach our children, but you, the viewer, the listener, I'm pointing at the camera, you, we are teaching you, my friends. Teach your kids. Teach your family. Teach yourself. Learn what an asset, a liability is. All this good stuff. Just continue to listen to our podcast. Share the word. You know, that's what this podcast is about. So, going back to the credit cards, it's the money game. You know, if you're losing, you're going to become a part of that $4 trillion debt deficit problem.
Jacob.
You're going to become that. And that's pretty much you're losing in the your money or not game. And that's what I got on what is credit, y'all. That's what I got.
You guys have any, you guys want to add on input, subject you guys want to chat about?
I do want to mention for our Polynesian people out there that we got to stop using those grace periods to pay off stuff.
Right.
Yeah, we got to start budgeting to pay it on time and
in
not
full.
Even just with our Polynesian people, it's the people in general, but it's like, don't use it if you don't have to, you know?
Yeah.
You're losing if you're not paying it on time.
And try to pay it in full.
And you're losing. Mm-hmm. You are losing big time. Gosh, man, there's so many examples I can show, but the bottom line is, if you're not paying on time and you're pushing it to the minimum, whatever payment it is, you're losing. Yeah, that's like nothing. The interest rate is so high that if you continue to pay the minimum payments throughout the lifetime, you're gonna be paying these companies back thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars. When the thing you're supposed to be paying back was only like $100.
Right.
Remember, they're charging you interest on the balance that is left over. So if you had a $300 credit card and you only paid $50, they're charging you interest on that $250 that's still unpaid.
And this is your money. This is your money, people. Your hard-earned money. You, your money, your spouse's money, your family's money, the money you earned.
You know, that could be McDonald's money you got for your kids.
That's everything.
Or, you know, date night at the bar or whatever it may be.
So,
you know.
So we're So rewind. If listen to this podcast over and over again, take notes. We're going to put the link myfico.com at the bottom of the link. Learn about the hashtag acronym that we're, you know, Paulo signatures is EAT, E-E-T. I like that.
Make sure you eat.
Make sure you eat. Yeah, I love that. Make sure you eat and don't let the bureaus eat your money. Eat your food. Eat your own food. Don't let them eat your food. Don't let them eat your kids' food. You know? You make the eye for your family and then you let the credit bureaus take the eye out of your child's mouth. Oh, you're like, I love fine. So sad. But we've been there, people. And we're climbing out the hole.
It happens, and
we're part of it.
I totally agree with Bolo. You know, don't rely on the grace period, right, Bolo?
Yeah.
Rely on it
and that's what we love about this podcast, because there's going to be so many more podcasts. We're just going to keep talking and grinding, and helping you guys learn more about this. So, moving on. That is that part of what is credit. Like I said, listen to it again, rewind it, take notes, do your thing, educate yourself, people. So what's new in the world, you guys? What you guys have you guys been watching any catching up on any Netflix shows or anything? What's that movie we watched?
We heard about that Umbrella Academy, even though it's a little old.
Oh yeah, that's a good one. It's like one season, I think. Umbrella Academy, it's like superheroes.
Yeah. We heard that was really good, and then Leah just watched another one. It was called Chernobyl.
Oh yeah,
Chernobyl Diaries.
That looks slow. Was it good? It looks kind of slow. Chernobyl.
I actually like it's a mini series, but I actually really enjoyed it.
So we watched Alita,
the Battle Angel.
That one's good. Did you guys watch that yet?
That's that like that computer anim like.
She got big eyeballs. She's like it's like computer generated kind of film, but that's a good movie. You know, what else is in the news? The mountain in Hawaii. If you can see the video, I'm sporting my Hawaii hat. You know, show some love to all the Hawaiians out there fighting for their land. You know, mahalo. I mean, alohas, and sending our love out there. You know, the rock.
Oh yeah, how was your guys' trip to Hawaii?
It was beautiful.
It was beautiful. Yeah, it was we beautiful. Got some color.
I got burnt.
Okay, we got burnt, but it gave us color.
No, I got burnt. I went out there the first day, didn't even put no lotion on, thinking I was.
Yeah, he thought he was. Right. He was totally poly, and then turned out he was poly, all right, but with balangy skin.
2 weeks later, I'm still peeling, and I was just like,
I got a tattoo. My first tattoo in my whole life.
Just got a little better. Nice little flower.
Mm-hmm. I took this at my plumeria.
Plumeria? It's a plumeria. Those things are beautiful.
Yeah.
Plumerias.
I'm not as bold as Leah. You know, I know Lily, you got the... I'm not that level yet, but...
I couldn't do it.
Well, I didn't either. I was too chicken, and I finally decided when we were in Waikiki.
Waikiki.
So...
Waikiki. Waikiki. Are you with me?
And Henry's best friend Pat. Yeah.
Life.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What'd you say? I didn't hear you.
I said, go ahead, Effie, live your best life.
I did. Yeah, apparently, it was that good. If I was bold enough to get a tattoo.
Yeah, we had a blast. We had a blast, and
yeah, it was beautiful. It was. It's definitely memory, and actually it was a good thing, because the last podcast, that the one that we had in Hawaii with Pat, That was actually a good motivator for us of where we wanted to get to when we're financially independent while we're taking this journey. So that was kind of a good motivator.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So with that being said, we're coming close to an end. And I wanted to start throwing in these health tips because, like I said from day one, episode one, it's mostly a financial podcast. Because you know what, hey, I'm gonna tell you right now, there's a lot of people out there who love to talk about health. Hopefully a listener that truly loves health can start their own podcast. And you know, if you want to learn how to do that after the end of this episode on the podcast, if you listen to the podcast, there'll be a sponsor which can help you out with that. But so we came up with this part of the shows where we're gonna say a tip for our Samoan people and Polynesians about our health. And I wanted to talk and everybody can say something on this. And this is the tip I came out with because I truly believe that this can help out a lot of people. The tip of the day is drink water. Stop drinking soda. Mofofo. Drink some water. I got some water right here. Drink water. You need water, everybody. Drink water.
Stay hydrated,
suckers. Yeah.
H2O. Yeah.
Say no to the soda. To the soda. It's all that sugar. We talked about diabetes. My dad passed away from diabetes. Your dad passed away from diabetes, Paulo. Sugar has a lot to do with diabetes. People drink water. You
know? High cholesterol. I mean, everything.
Your kids, stop. Don't give them the soda. Give them it once in a great while at a party or something, at a birthday party. But every day, get the water. Ingo levai. Drink the water.
For the juice box.
Mm-hmm. Or juices, you know, like
No. Not even look. Even juice boxes have sugar in it.
Not
like
those juices, like other, like actual real.
Look. You can drink juice. You can drink tea. You can drink coffee, but it's not water. It's still not water. So that's just my tip of the day. But go ahead, chime in on that. I love you guys. Drink water. Water's boy. Is it water boy? Water sucks. It really, really sucks. That's from water. Gatorade. That's what Tala's looking at right now. Gatorade. She wants to smack me over my head. I can feel it. Whoa.
I thought she was looking at her six pack of Coca-Cola.
And squirt,
with.
And she be drinking squirt.
No, I had to, squirt. I had and to switch squirt. Over to squirt from Coke, but
man, look.
But that's because my dentist recommended it, you know, because
look, I ain't
Coke
saying
stains the teeth and squirt.
I ain't saying I'm rocking my Via or anything like that, but I am trying. You know, been drinking water for many, many years now, and I love it. It's been a blessing to me and my household because all my children, they drink water. I bought the water machine years ago and I transitioned all my kids to drinking water from soda. We just said I stopped buying the soda and they just got the water machine and they love it. They get the water, their water bottles, they press the button and it fills it up and, you know, yeah, I love water. What's you guys' thought on that before we end? What are you guys' thoughts on that tip before we end? Hello? Do you hear
them? Yeah, Pablo.
We were saying, you didn't hear us?
Yeah, I can hear you guys. I can hear you now.
Say it one more time.
Oh, I just said, what were your thoughts on the drinking water?
Oh, our thoughts on drinking water. It's very vital. There's definitely no replacement for water.
But then people just need to be cautious and need to make sure that they're aware of what they're putting into their bodies. Mm-hmm. Like, in our culture, you notice that it's high blood pressure, diabetes, gout, and Like, it's ongoing. And for every what generation, mm-hmm. there's at least one person from every generation in whatever family that experiences that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's because we fill our bodies with high sodium foods, yeah. a lot of sugar, soda, for example. And, you know, we don't really take to eating the foods that our body needs to mm-hmm. nourish it. So it's important to be aware of what you consume, people. Be careful what you put in your body, because you do become what you eat.
Because yeah. we love
and
you.
And to add on to the water, another thing that would help is stretching. Yeah, stretching would help out a lot. Mm-hmm. And drinking water actually loosens the joints and the ligaments
I like
in
that.
Your body.
There you go. Stretching and drinking water. Because...
Like
I just said, I love you. I love you, listener. Listeners, I love you to death. I care about your health and your well-being, yeah, and everything that has to do with your personal development, including your health, you know, your body, your mind, along with your finances. So that's the tip of the day. Stretch, get loosened up, and drink a lot of water. Say no to the soda. You can drink it once in a great while, but start off with that. We're going to read a comment, and then we're going to end it. So this is a comment from one of our listeners, and Tala's gonna read this comment, and then I'm going to say something about that comment. So whenever you're ready, I'll put it up on the screen. It's right there.
Okay, so let's see. The header for this comment is extremely insightful.
And this is off of iTunes.
Yes. And so this is from Lee Wah 1208, posted on July 1st, 2019. Reasons why I am a personal fan of the podcast. Number one, the content is informative. I believe it's extremely important to learn and understand finances in itself, as well as your own finances, budgeting, etc. This poses as a major problem in our Polynesian culture, as well as other walks of life. So number two is, you have two different generations sharing perspectives regarding the topic. I always find it refreshing when our new generation can speak freely and openly to our older generation and just share the perspectives and keeping an open mind. You never know what you're going to learn.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Number three, the atmosphere you guys create. Although it is the first segment of many mm-hmm. that I'm 100% sure, mm-hmm. this was spoken with genuine purpose. Give it a listen, share it with family or friends, and give them a like on social media and platforms. Let's keep it going, y'all.
Woo, woo.
Thank you, yeah. Lee.
That was off wow. of episode one, Take Action. And mm-hmm. when I read that comment, I was like, oh my gosh, I love it. Mm-hmm. And I'm trying to find out who written that comment. And I was so fortunate to find out. And I said, okay, I want that person to be co-host. And that person is yours truly, Leah. Wah, 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 wah. Thank you, Leah, for the beautiful comment.
Thank you for that wonderful.
Yeah, thank you. It's so inspirational. I love it, and I'm glad you're a part of this podcast now, because there's a lot of people out there who need to hear your voice.
Yeah, yeah.
Strong Samoan women. Leah, Tala, yeah. There's women out there that appreciate you guys a lot, you know.
Hear.
Yeah, hear, aww. Hear. I love you guys and everything you guys are doing for the tainus.
We're gonna cry. Cut it out.
For the tainus and the tinas. Okay, so one more last comment, and this one's off of YouTube, and this one I'm gonna read. It's from Upia Afafala. This was 2 weeks ago from the first episode, and this one is. It reads, ha ha at I beat my kids, LOL.
I think that was a comment that was mentioned.
Inside joke there. If you haven't watched episode
Samoan,
one,
you probably wouldn't understand.
You need to go watch or listen to episode one to understand what that's about. But yeah, you know, we're just joking on that nice subject. You know what I'm saying? Because we love our kids. And but there's a difference, you know. There's people who abuse their children, and there's people who discipline their children.
Yeah, there's definitely a huge difference between discipline and abuse. And
some you people
have to learn
listen to me.
The difference.
I know you get angry sometimes. Discipline your children, though. That's good. Just discipline them.
Yeah.
Don't abuse them. Please don't abuse them. There's a difference.
Right, yeah. Right. Self-love. Don't get angry and fa-hold them. Yeah. Like right then and there. Yeah. That's abuse.
Because being a Samoan male, I just get the shit beat out of me all the time. You know?
Our generations.
That's tough love. You know what I'm saying? Real talk. Real talk. Oh, yeah. You know what I'm saying? This is our people. They know what's up. Yeah, this is real. It's raw, organic, 100%. But I used to get the shit beat out of me, right? And sometimes it was discipline, but damn, sometimes it was just abuse.
Caught him on the wrong day.
But all in all, it was more discipline and love in my family. And when you grow up, you understand it. And but yeah, for all you assholes out there who are abusing your children, if I could reach through this screen, I swear, you know, that's how I feel about y'all. Discipline, y'all. Love your children. Love your family. You know, spread the love. You know,
please make sure when you are disciplining your children, please make sure that they understand what you're disciplining them for.
Yeah.
So after you sassa them or discipline them, ask them why. If they know why, because if they don't know why, then
then they gonna jump out the window and run away. They gonna run to their cousin's house.
Right.
But anyways, thank you guys for tuning in to the Growing Samoan podcast. Leah and Paulo, I congratulate you, Leah, for joining in on us
and being
a co-host. Round of applause for Leah. And big ups to Paulo, back in action. And we are the four co-hosts here, you know, Henry, Tala, Paulo, and Leah. And
all the way from the LBC to Fetty.
From Long Beach, California, and Federal Way, Washington. And we're spreading the word to the world. We love you guys. Thank you for tuning in. Tune in to the next episode. Once again, please rate, review, and subscribe. Go to iTunes and do all that. Or go to the YouTube channel. Put it down a comment, whatever you want.
Yeah, drop us a line. And if you have any questions or something that you guys want us to talk about on the next podcast and so forth, please do let us know.
And I don't know. Did you guys wanted to put down like a email or anything where people down in Long Beach can contact you guys if they wanted to, you know, contact you guys or anybody around who's a listener? Paulo, Leah, you guys have any?
Well, for listeners and viewers out here in SoCal, our email is mageo1208@gmail.com if they want to email us or shoot us any questions or comments. So yeah, we're still learning too, so we're along the journey with everybody else as well. You guys
grow together.
Yes. We're growing together.
Mm-hmm.
Uncle's growing older, but we're growing together.
Yeah, that's right. Older and the wiser.
Right. Like you can Mufasa. Tell by the singers.
Lion King just came out. Simba? Simba. I deliberately disobey you, Simba. I forgot about Lion King. Lion King came out. Big ass the Lion King. I haven't watched it yet, but it's all good. Love you guys. Growing Samoan.
Yeah, Paulo, thank you.
Share, spread the word. We love you guys.
Thank you. Grow Samoan.
Grow Samoan. Hashtag EET. Eat. Don't let the credit game eat your pockets. You gotta eat your own money. Eat your own food. Yeah. And for people who are interested in making their own podcasts, and if you're like a healthy person, you want to start a health podcast, you know, like we talked about earlier, and for anybody who wants to do their own podcast, we need people to grow in this community, this personal finance, especially in our community. So listen to these sponsors, a word from our sponsor after the podcast, on the podcast. And yeah, they can help you out big time. We love you guys. And from there, we would say, Tofa soy fua. Until next time, Come to credit school. Come to credit school. Every Saturday morning, come to credit school. That's what we used to sing when we learned about credit. Start singing it to your kids. Hey, son. Love you guys. Say bye, you guys. Peace out.
Bye.
Big ups to everybody in Hawaii. Mahalo. Love you guys. Okay, bye. Adios.